You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Let's just get. I don't really want a long conversation about Stuart, to be honest, but there's a couple of things, okay? Firstly, he's got this Palmer's bill, and apparently that.
He's manipulated you, he skins you. Every time he doesn't get what he wants in a contract, he runs you and that.
I don't want a conversation about manipulation, okay? Because.
I don't want to go down this route. My main concern is Stuart is going bankrupt today.
Let's just get rid of today's
issue. No, he's not going bankrupt. He's got a contract. I'm trying desperately to give him £132,000.
Okay.
And he basically picked up on one point in the final contract, which was my IB doesn't last in perpetuity, it only lasts as long as I'm with the company.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, as a company, should we not have IBs that terminate when this person leaves? I mean, that's what Brad's got.
Okay, well, this is coming from you.
You've asked me to do a loan, which we all know is fucking never going to be repaid, or ever chased, laptops and PC bills, but we all know he's used it to pay Anna Alford, right?
Yeah.
Done in good faith. We all know... You've asked me to do that. That's why it's been done. We also know that Stuart, well, you may not know this. I know this. And if you believe me or not, it's your decision. I know Stuart promised to sell all his antiques, which I can now tell you, and I'll read you the exact detailed spreadsheet because I think it's important you know. Down payment, engagement ring, $16,000. Down payment, antique watch, $15,000. Receipt 4-1 for general antiques. Receipt 4, $10,500. Receipt 3, $21,000. Receipt 2, $19,000. Receipt 1, $22,000. Stolen money by person administrating antiques, $6,000. $1,500 administrative costs, VAM hire. Labor, la 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 la. Total value, $111,000 antiques. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's say, where's the $111,000? Where's the $88,000 that he said he got as a sale? Where's the $23,000 from the register that he promised? Where is all those things? Yes, Stuart may be able to add value and help us going forward. How much cost does it come at in terms of damaging my relationship with you, damaging the relationships in the company? How many times do we have to listen to people like Sam say, I quote, George, I'm leaving, blah, blah, blah. Yes, Stuart is part of that. And then say, I said, I tried to text Stuart, and Sam said, I don't think I could have been any more clear that you can't trust him. And the sad thing, Jason, is that you have listened to him more than you have listened to me. And my contract... Let me finish my sentence, please.
Okay.
The bottom line is, that contract reneges. It excludes, as in it allows Stuart to get away with a lot of things. Yeah?
Yeah.
But... So he gets the money for his criminal thing. He doesn't have to do the antiques for $111,000. He hasn't got the $88,000 he said he'd sold. He hasn't got the $23,000 for Regtech that he said he'd sold. Blah, blah, blah. What it does do, and the reason he's ringing you, is because it exposes him to £60,000 or £70,000 of Harry Daniels' costs. He quoted last week that he didn't see those as being a cost, that there was nothing Harry could do. I agree with you that those things should go on stay. Yeah?
Yeah.
We can't keep paying Stuart money, money, money. We are into hundreds and hundreds of thousands. How much does it cost Stuart? Stuart has £400,000 equity in his house. He's got all these antiques and these rings. He hasn't sold one, mate. If this is so important to him, why don't you sell a ring or sell a fucking watch or sell a bronze figurine? The bottom line is, he has made no sale. He has introduced some opportunities.
And he has reneged on lots and lots of things that he said he did.
And the reason why the contract is taking so long is because every time I try and pin him down to do something, and the reason he's ringing you today is because he does not want to sign his contract. He does not want to be held to account in the same way where there is not a live sport shareholders agreement because he wouldn't have signed it. He does not want to ever actually put his commitment from pen to paper, in my opinion. Now, I am telling you, and I told him this morning, he was upset. He said, oh, well, there's this change about IB. I said, fine, let's change it. We'll go back to what you wanted. Have what you want. We've already said that to him first thing this morning. But what he's doing, I mean, he's a very, very smart guy, mate. Because what he's doing is basically, he's basically then, because he basically wants to change the contract. I assume what he wants to do, two things. I think he wants basically the contract to say, we will pick up the liability of Harry Scott, right? So having already spent £200,000-£300,000 this year, he wants us to cover another £6,000, and yet he's reneged on hundreds of thousands of pounds of stuff that he hasn't done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And that's why he doesn't want to sign the contract. And in terms of his IB, bullshit, it's smokes and mirrors. I've told him I'll change it. Because my view is, yeah, you're entitled to 0% of anything yourself, and 0% of nothing is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's opened up the IPC thing to us, I accept that.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about he's prepared a proposal going forward for what he wants. I've said that I will forward that to the team. I've spoken to Aubrey. We will have a management team in process. They will make the decisions. It will be made up of you, head of IT. It will be made up of head of sales, which I'm hopeful will be Alex Piper. I'm in discussions with Alex at the moment. It will be made up of me for legals and finance. It will be made up of somebody from desk, probably Linton or Yogesh, as they wish to attend. And it was made up of Aubrey as the central point. That's five people. It's an odd number. Everyone will have a vote. And that is the way the decision is all made for the business.
Yeah, but that's a decision for later on. I mean,
it's not a decision for later on. It's a decision for now. We're out of time, mate.
Yeah. Well, we've had this conversation the last 2 years many a times about having committees and stuff.
All right, then I'll just give up and go home.
Well, my concern is, like, I've heard the Stuart argument, and look, yes, he could have signed something, you know, back in April or whatever.
He's making excuses not to sign it, man. He said, I want, you know, this has come up. Okay, fine, have it how you want it.
Look, there are things in that contract that are overly... There are things that are somewhat unpalatable.
Like what? He's agreed to it all, mate. The contract has been agreed. The stuff in blue are the only changes. So he's agreed to everything, yeah? There's one bit I missed out in blue, which is the thing I just talked to you about. He wants his IB to be in perpetuity.
Okay, well, this is a recent thing, but there's obviously been loads of changes to this contract, because I don't know how many revisions we've had now.
Well, we've agreed it all. Except the stuff in blue.
Yeah, well, we've had about a dozen amendments.
And why do you think I'm so adamant on the contract?
Look, there needs to be a contract, okay? Yeah, I can accept that.
You say that, Jace, but you want me just to give him money whenever he asks.
Look, but what I'm worried about is, and I said this, my position hasn't changed on this. Okay?
And my position hasn't changed, Jason.
Well, the contract keeps changing, but my position hasn't
Well, the contract changes because of what you asked me to give him, and because Stuart asked me to give him. The contract is not moving towards what I want, it's moving towards what he wants, or what you've asked me to do.
Yes, fair enough, but the point of the matter is, as I've said before, we always knew when we dealt with Stuart, he had no money. Yes, he's got a bit of equity.
Mate, you were not... Stuart has £400,000 equity in his house. Right? How much money do you have in your equity in your house?
None, obviously, but...
There you go, exactly, nothing.
That's a slight point.
So all I've asked Stuart to do is to honour what he has said, and he has not done that.
My issue is this contract is not being done transparently, so...
Why on earth are you even involved in this contract, mate?
Why? Because I'm a director of the company. I'm a director of the company that is effectively going to be having this contract signed. Therefore, I think I very much need to know.
And that is why I've always run things past you. Okay?
Yeah, but...
That isn't why, by the way. Why I've done it is because I thought you were my friend. Is why I've done it.
Yes. I'm struggling at the moment because...
You can struggle away, mate.
Look,
you know me well enough.
The long and short of it, we knew with Stuart that we were not going to be in a great position. We knew what we were getting. So what we're trying to do is get blood out of the
stone. We didn't know what we were getting, because he said he was going to do X, Y, and Z, and you were not part of those conversations, so you don't
know
that.
Yes, and this is my point, is because I've been left out of things.
Because it's not, because it's legal. I was trying to do it. I have done nothing, except try to protect the interests of the business. Nothing.
I think with this Stuart thing, I think everybody so
let's
needs
just get on the
to have a
call.
Idea.
Let's get on the conference call. I've got nothing to hide. Let's go on the conference call. All the lawyers as well. You, everybody, anyone who wants to join.
I don't think we need lawyers, but if you want to, because I think we're just going
to... Kelly, he wants to come to court.
But, anyway, look, the longest...
If someone lies to me, Jason, yeah? How am I supposed to... If at the state, we're going to do a contract like this, yeah? And then he reneges on X, Y, and Z. Yeah? But then he spins a load of shit to you and other people that have damaged our relationship significantly.
There's a reason why people are starting to believe... Look, people seem to be buying into Stuart more at the moment, and I can't believe... Look, me, Alex, Aubrey, Mel, everyone else is starting...
One second, let's just bring Aubrey on the call. Let's bring Aubrey on the call.
Let's have Aubrey and Mel in the... I think we should have a conference call with all of us. I think it's necessarily thing we need
to... I have no interest in seeing them out.
Why? I think we should all be on the call.
Well, because he's basically trying to expose my mum to significant risk that he agreed to. We agreed to an approach that we were going to take. Yeah? He now wants to change that approach, but lots of people, including you, even if you don't see it, at significant fucking risk, according to both my own view, but also according to professional advisors, legal and financial. Yeah? He's moved the goalposts, not me. The reason that we did what we did was to protect the company and everybody concerned so that Rand Limited and Ranveer Singh and Dow Jones could be protected again. Yes? That has not changed. And we need to bury Rand Limited. We need the process with Rand Limited to finish so that we're not being looked at by all the authorities and investing and la la la. And then Patel can have his shares as much as my mother can.
Yes, I think if you don't...
I have not changed the goalposts.
But the problem is, this is a perception thing again, as like you keep saying, with a lot of the issues that seem to be cropping up.
Well,
not
my perception is what I'm trying to, and I understand that, and I've had an incredibly tough month, mate, where a lot of this shit has been laid at my door. I'm very hurt by things that have been done, and by the challenges that I'm being put under. I have nothing to hide. And I will provide transparency as people wish. And
I think Mehul should be party to stuff because the problem
Mehul
is
Mehul is about to put my mother at significant risk.
Yeah, but the
and you and you yeah. don't even fucking see it, mate.
But if we're not going to have an open conversation about it,
well, we can have an open conversation. Let's get around the table and have an open conversation.
I don't care about Ranveer because Ranveer is not part of the.
What about Ranveer? I'm saying let's get around the table and have an open conversation.
Sorry,
Let's have an open conversation.
I thought you said Ranveer for a second. I thought you'd been spiteful. I think we should have Aubrey, Mehul. I think everybody should be on a call, and I think we need to work out.
I spoke to Aubrey this morning and said, come with the steering committee tomorrow, and that's where this will be addressed.
Okay, well, I kind of think let's just have a conversation at some point today to sort these things because where I have concern is that there seems to be a certain amount of opaqueness. You keep saying I want to be transparent.
Jason, have I got any fucking idea regarding IT projects? None. I have none.
This is not a conversation about
IT. Yes, it is. Because I trust you. I don't have to fucking ask you about everything you're doing in IT.
No, but the problem is things are not working in terms of.
So we're going to put a new committee in place. I've just told you what it will be. I've agreed it with Aubrey. He's on page, and that's how the company will move forward. So I talked to you about the things that I asked you. I sent you a message last week saying, you know, please tell me if you need to be addressed urgently. Blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look out for me anymore. I get that, but I still look out for you. That's the way I am.
It's not that.
I'm
trying to tell you about things, and it seems like...
Well, then, tell me about what, mate? People are upset. I bought Sam and Yogesh and fucking Anthony in, mate. I'm responsible for them being in the fucking building. I backed Linton, and everyone left. I still back Linton.
Look, Sam is going to be his own man. I can accept that. I'm not blaming you for Sam, but where I have concern is, like, for instance, there are issues, like, for instance, when Nikki went, the way that unfolded in the office.
Nikki left. There were 20 conversations between Nikki and I for the event of that day. And they were all basically, Nikki, can you do this? No, that's not part of my job. Nikki, can you help me out with this? No, that's not part of my job.
No,
I brought Nikki in, and you know this more than anyone, mate. The key reason I brought Nikki in was to watch my back, to make sure she did a good job regarding data and all that sort of thing. Bottom line, mate, is Nikki betrayed me, and I had to let her go. And I don't, and it was to do with lots of personal reasons, not to do with necessarily business reasons. But I recruited her as a personal position anyway.
Yes, and to be honest, we, you know, both me and Aubrey did say, much as Nikki is a good person in terms of what she does bring to the company, Aubrey and I kind of saw it ending up the way it ended up.
Anyway. You know what? Nikki asked for £1,200, yeah? I offered her a payout of £5,100, £1,700 over 3 months. I asked her to sign a settlement agreement. So, as you are aware, that everyone in this company, but then they've left, has signed a settlement agreement. Jeff, Anita, Sarah, so on. Yeah? Nikki won't sign it. So what do I do? Because I'm such a bastard and I'm like so immorally removed. Yeah? What do I do? Still going to give them the 1,500. Still give them 5,100. And you know what? She didn't have to sign shit. And you know what? She still fucking hates me. It was a personal thing. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. People in leadership need to be able to make decisions. Yeah, I made a decision regarding CRM, not to say no to CRM, but to say no, not right now, Alex, because we've got 3 or 4 new people coming back. Now, right now, I'm working on bringing Alex back. You know, lots of things. I've literally just had a heart to heart with Alex. I said, look, mate, I'm telling you, as a friend, I need you to come back. Okay.
Yeah, but we're finding ourselves in a situation where people...
He wants to come back. He wants to come back. He just wants the definitive... Right, he just wants the terms and agreed stuff agreed.
Yeah, but we shouldn't even... Look, my point is, why are we getting to the point where we have people like Alex leave and then we're having to drag them back and the same thing is happening with Stuart?
I'm going to tell you exactly the same reason. And Stuart has been a massive disruptive force at this company. He's undermined my relationship with you. He's undermined my relationship with other people. And all I have done on my mother's life, on the life of Pepper, my father's grave, is always and consistently, without any exception whatsoever, is to protect this company. If you believe me or not, it doesn't matter to me anymore. You've already hurt me, Jason. Because you already don't know if you do believe me. But I know me, mate. And I know what I've done. And I have stood by the rights of this company. And you've all been scared like cowards when Cat Tinkler jumps up and down about his fucking fees. I'm not going to give in to a fucking bully, mate, today or yesterday or tomorrow. Yeah? The bottom line is, Stuart agreed to do certain things. He hasn't. In fact, do you know what? Actually, I have reneged on my fucking morals. And I've done it for fucking you. I've done it because you wanted me to renege on them. I don't think Stuart should have a contract that says you have fucking 0% loan for fucking $7,500 for fucking 4 years, which everybody knows you're never going to pay and will never ask for back. I don't think that's right. I've done that for you. I've done that because you asked me to do it.
Look, Stuart had no money and
that's not true, mate. That's not true. He has £400,000.
Yes, but he can't get that money very easily.
Yes, he can. And he could have done it in the first instance when we arranged a loan from Grosvenor. But somehow, Stuart couldn't sign a contract but for Grosvenor loan because it was... Oh, no, I can't go there. Oh, no, that's the wrong wording. Oh, no, it's this. It's not me, mate, that's reneging on what the fucking obligation or commitment that's been done, mate. It's not me reneging on my word. And the saddest thing is that you are lapping up like a fool, mate.
No, but where I have an issue is we are now at the point where we need to pay the lawyers and Stuart might, you know, Stuart is so pissed off he could walk away and not...
And I don't care if he walks away because I've already got an arrangement in place that we approach Tinkler and Bailey direct and pay them direct.
Yeah, but that then we've lost, you know...
But I haven't created that, Jason. He has.
Well, he's
lied, and he has not honoured what he said he would do.
I have heard different reports as to what was promised and not promised, and as you keep saying, I wasn't party to it, so I don't know what to believe.
Trust me, mate.
And my
trust me. I've never ever lied to you, and I have not, like, in the same way that you run IT, I don't bust your balls over IT, yeah?
Okay.
You should trust me that when Stuart has said these things, and I say, Stuart has said he will sell all his antiques, 111,000, where's the 111,000? Well, it's nowhere, because Stuart won't let his antiques go. Where's his 88 grand that he said he would sell? Where's his 23 grand from fucking RegChat?
You know, with the antiques, it was a paper transaction. That's the understanding.
It was not. In the initial conversations, it was. Yes? And it wasn't even, it definitely this, definitely that. It was very grey. And that was between Mehul, myself, Stuart. When the administration order came up, I said to Stuart, mate, the costs are going fucking mental, yeah? We always took a view that we'd support it to the injunction.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought, and I think it's proven true, the administration would be a valiant.
Yeah.
He said at that point, and I asked him directly, you need to sell all your antiques, are you happy to do that? We need to create a pot for legal fees. If we don't need to use it, the company will pay for it. If we do, are you willing to do it? He said yes.
That was done on the presumption that Knives Court was going to be brought.
No, it was not.
Either way, my point is I don't want to be believing people in any instance.
You know what, mate? That makes me very, very sad. Very, very.
No, because I don't...
No, it makes me sad.
It's not about believing people here. It's about...
Yes, it is about believing people, mate. Because in the
do you think every business transaction is done on sort of belief in the same way that people believe in God? I don't think so.
There's some many things, mate, that were based on trust and the belief that we had together. Yeah, well, and that's what was done with Stuart.
Non-existent at the moment. My point is, take the belief, the trust...
And that is your fault, mate. Right. That last statement is your fault.
Yeah, the belief, take the belief and trust issues aside.
I don't need your belief anymore, mate.
Take the belief and trust issues aside. My stance has been very simple. It would be worth just getting on and paying the money and moving forward and not arguing.
And that is what I am literally...
Any point.
You need to understand, mate. I want Stuart to sign the agreement. Do you know why? Because there's a guy called Simon and Jamie who bent over backwards to help me
mm-hmm.
to acquire the antiques, and they are my friends. And the contract unwinds any interaction between Stuart and them, as it unwinds any interaction between you and Jet and them. And I am trying to protect people that I consider to be my friends and I gave my word to, and that is what that contract does.
Definitely think, yes, the antique situation needs to be unwound. We need, look, the problem is, the longer we leave it,
but what do you mean the longer we leave it, mate? Literally, we're 99.9% done, yeah? Stuart raises something with me this morning. I say, okay, fine, let's change it. And what's he done, mate? He's wrong you to try and cause unrest, camouflage, smoke, mirrors.
He actually hasn't called me on that matter.
Oh, you haven't spoken to him this morning? You haven't spoken to Stuart this morning?
I have spoken to him briefly, but he didn't start stirring uproar and stuff. He just said the contract hasn't been signed yet. But he, you know, he just said nothing's really changed other than the fact, you know, the same thing as last week, as he pointed out, the Palmer's bill is due, and this is...
And all he needs... Mate, I've already completely reneged on what I think is the correct position. I paid him, the company paid him 18,000 last week.
Yeah.
So I would never have done that if it was up to me. Yeah? But I've done it because... I'll tell you why I did it, actually. Because they said he was sending a letter to Linton. And it's my duty to protect him. So I said, fine, pay the money for that.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, it shouldn't get to this point. It's the same thing as the Alex Pye.
It's not me doing this, Jason! It's not me! It's him! Do you not understand this, mate? It's not me changing the goalposts. It's him!
Look, I haven't I've heard a fairly consistent story from Stuart. Yes, he might want to renegade a little bit, and
I'm bored of this conversation.
I'm right. bored of it. But
right,
I'm
what,
getting,
what,
I'm
what do you want me to do with the contract?
Well,
I want him to sign the contract. He told
yes,
me.
I do as well. Then why are we not?
Jace, listen to me, please.
I'm listening to you, but
I want to sign the contract. And then it resolves everything. If he wants some changes to the contract, I'll agree to everything he asks. Okay? What else do you want me to do?
All I want is a conf call with all of us on, where it's me, you, Aubrey, Stuart, and I think Mehel should be party to it. Despite the dispute you've got, that's a separate concern.
Okay, can I just talk to you? No, I'll come back to it.
Because that's all I ever really wanted a month ago. Because the fact of the matter of it is that certain things get said to certain parties, and therefore all this distrust has brewed up.
I don't
okay.
understand.
And whether you want
to... Do you understand? When you talk to me, I don't think you're lying to me. Do you understand that? And when I tell you things, mate, I'm not lying to you.
No, look, I'm not talking about lies and stuff. I'm just thinking...
But that's fine.
I'm not saying people are lying and stuff together, but there were Chinese whispers going on, and there were...
I have never lied to you.
Yeah, well, I'm not accusing you of lying. My concern is the lack of transparency means there is distrust and lack of transparency, and people are...
What lack of transparency are you worried about?
Well, for instance, I noticed...
Be frank.
So, for instance, last week I noticed the contract suddenly changed figures, okay, and it suddenly moved to jet. I never had any conversation with you as to why that happened. It would be
do
kind
I call
of
you
good.
About changes to do with IT? No.
No.
I'll tell you out of courtesy to you why it changed. Yeah? The 60 grand was always just an assumptive figure. It was just a number in the sky. Yeah? It was a draft contract. It didn't mean anything.
That's the outstanding cash that needs to get paid to Kelly and David or Wesley, isn't it? That's really what it's based on.
I can't remember where the 69 came from, but it was never a final figure.
But it, yeah, whether it's 60, 70, whatever, but that
whole part... The difference is probably the repayment for the antique. Which I've just sold you 111,000.
Okay. And so what happens with the money in GCV that's effectively funded that? Is that...
Well, then there basically needs to be a reconciliation between what's owed to GCV, what GCV has had, and
yeah.
then if there's a debt to GCV, that needs to be paid by the company. And if there's a
yeah.
debt to the company from GCV, that needs to be paid by GCV.
Okay, well, I think some idea or figures would be good, because we're talking
but
about...
But I'm trying to do 100,000 things.
It doesn't take too long.
I told Aubrey, I would share that with him.
Yeah, okay, well, let's try and get that sorted, because... Doesn't take that long to get a rough spreadsheet of to say this money went from RAND to JET or JET to GCV or whatever, and just to get a rough
okay.
idea.
Do you, want my honest opinion how that works out? Yeah, company owes GCV and me a lot of money.
Okay, well, if that's the case, let's see that on paper, but let's see it.
Okay, but note this. This is the last time it will ever happen.
I think
and I will provide you with the transparency to challenge my integrity or my good faith. This is the last time it will ever happen.
Look,
you've heard my words, isn't it? You don't need to
say anything. Yeah. My point is if things are being done on behalf of the company through GCV, the company has a right to know.
Can I ask you something?
That happens, basically.
Who else steps up to help?
Let me frame it another way.
Who stepped up? So the lawyers said you can't finance this directly.
Mm-hmm.
They said, and then so basically there had to be a way for Stuart to raise the money, but
mm-hmm.
not by us funding it, because it created huge risk and liability for the company. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You understand that, yeah? You were involved in
that. Yeah.
So who stepped up and sorted out a way to give Stuart
money? Yeah, and I understand that. No, I'm not having
I'm asking, who was that?
Yes, I understand that was you.
Who was it?
Yeah, and I understand it was Jamie.
Who was it?
Yes. I recognise
it. No, answer the question. Who was it?
I've answered the question.
Well, who?
I said you, Adam, and Jamie.
Okay. So Metal with his 15 Ferraris or whatever, how come he didn't help?
I don't know. I'm not in a debate as to why Metal did.
You actually do know. We talked about it before. You know that Metal promises this, that, and the other, and never didn't do any of it. Where was Metal? So Matt had the right to appoint a director at RAM Limited, right? To save my position and enable me to investigate the wrongs that have gone on. Matt, as I understand it, one of Matt's best friends is Metal, yeah?
I don't really want to debate.
Well, I do want to, mate, right, because it's critically motherfucking important to understand that it's me and my friends who have stood up every single motherfucking time to protect this company and to do what is right. Every time.
All I'm saying is, to frame it another way, if I went out and solicited the services of somebody, say my roof was leaking or whatever, or I needed a major thing done to the house, okay, my house, but it's hypothetically that I needed a load of building work done, and the builder comes up and gives me a huge bill, okay, I have a right to say, to get a breakdown in costs. And
I will give you a transparency. I suppose I give it to Aubrey. I'll give it to you as well. I will not give it to Metal. Okay? I'll give it to you. Because you have been a friend to me. Okay?
Okay, well...
If you ever fucking challenge my integrity or my trust again, I will spend the inordinate amount of my life making sure that you're aggressive. Understand?
I don't really want to have threats. I don't appreciate...
Well, it is a threat, and you can record it, because I know you record everything.
I don't appreciate.
I have never ever betrayed my good faith, my attempts to do the best by. Rambi was on 110. Did I come in 110? No, I said no. I'll take exactly what Aubrey takes, 75. In fact, I said I'll take 85, and then I asked Aubrey, and I said, look, we've put a bit much too much pressure on the company. Can we reduce our salaries from 85 to 75? Ask Aubrey, he'll tell you the same. So if I'm such a money grabbing motherfucker, how can I just go like, well, I'm the CEO, I'm top 110, and actually, do you know what? I've worked for fucking big blue-chip corporations for 20 years, I'm probably worth $350 a year. Am I doing that? Did I do that? No, I didn't.
No, I'm just thinking, look...
So challenge every number you want.
Look,
guarantee you on the...
I don't have a problem with what's happened. What I have a problem with is the lack of transparency is making it...
I am not... I don't trust you, mate. Look, listen, honestly, I fucking trust you to run IT,
yeah?
The company trusts you to run IT. I don't fucking bunch your balls about fucking, does this happen, does that happen? I don't. I just fucking go, oh, that's my pal, Jake, he's running IT. And the problem is,
people aren't twisting my balls saying, this is broken, this is broken, this is broken, this is broken, and
look how much I've done for the company, mate. Look what I have done. I backed Linton through the fucking wizard. I brought pretty much Sam, Yoga, Jansen, the entire part of our fucking team in. You know, it's like, how am I doing shit? It's just ridiculous.
Look, you've done a lot of good things back, you know, and if I look back at 2016...
And you think I'm off the fucking ball, mate? Yeah, let's just see what happens in the next month, okay?
No.
Try me off the ball, mate. Let's just see how you... So you're on the ball, yeah? I'm on the ball. Yeah? Let's see how off the ball I am.
It's not an ego thing.
It's not about egos, mate! It's about the fact that you're fucking challenging my motherfucking integrity!
Look, it's nothing to do with... I'm not challenging you. I'm putting forward that there's a lot of discontent in the company, okay?
So let's fix it. Let's fix it as a leadership team, with direction, coordination, as a team together.
But it should never have got this far. It should never have got this far.
And let's deliver that fucking outcome with a positive message and driving stuff forward. It empowers the fucking team to make decisions, which I understand is heard.
Yeah, and that has to be a team making decisions. I want to emphasize...
I don't have to make it any more with you. There's somebody head of legal and finance, that's me. There's somebody head of IT, that's you. There's somebody head of desk, that's Linson or Yogesh, as they wish to attend. There's somebody head of sales, which I hope, really, really hope is Alex Piper, but if not, it'll be someone else. And then there's a CEO, and everyone reports to him, and that guy is a guy by the name of Aubrey. And I have probably let him down a little bit because even the fact that I think I've let him down, it's like, why have I let him down? And I've said this to him as well. I've let him down because I care about the fucking company, mate. And people say to me this, that, and the other, yeah? And then I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the only reason. When have I ever said, Aubrey's not an awesome guy? Ever. When have I said, Lucy's not an awesome guy? Ever. I've just said, look, we need to address this and this. So we need to establish that team. They can make decisions. They can make decisions up to a certain amount. Like, I don't think it's appropriate for an executive management team to decide whether we buy livestock or not. You know, that was a massive number, yeah? And also, even in that regard, mate, who fucking chipped up? You, with your fucking bonus. Alex, with $5,000. 100 grand probably from the company, and then who? Me, and Voting. And Voting didn't back me on that. He didn't want me to do it. I still wanted to do it. I was gung-ho to do it. The only reason we didn't buy it was because fucking DLA and Andrew Ronicu were like, you're fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And who has that relationship with Andrew Ronicu? How do we even have that existence?
I mean...
I have had so much shit laid at my door, mate.
No, but the problem is...
Jace, I'm talking to you as a friend, honestly. Yeah. I've had so much shit out of my door in the last couple of months, yeah. I promise you, mate, I have never betrayed your trust or betrayed my integrity. I promise you. I have not.
The problem, my concern is... Do you not think
that Stuart's got involved and we're now going through all this pain and shit? Do you not know, like Sam, when Sam was leaving, he said to me, quote, How have I deviated from what I told you, George? You can't trust him. End of. I told you that.
I don't think Sam is leaving because of Stuart, because I actually had a very frank conversation directly with Sam, and I just said, I hear you're leaving. Thanks for you know, the hard work you put in.
You understand when people are overplied. Like, Sam doesn't want to say that.
Look, Sam is fairly frank with me.
Okay, fine. So Stuart came into the... He's not, mate. He's not. When are you going to get this? Like, Stuart cops into the office yesterday or the day before or Friday, whatever. I get a call.
I don't think there's anything. I want to leave Stuart out of that because I don't want to be assigning.
Stuart's
not here to assign blame.
He's destroyed many relationships.
Sam is leaving because he needs money for a mortgage. It's a very
I've offered to pay him the same amount. It's nothing to do with money.
I think it is to do with money, and I think it's fairly obvious.
It's not, mate. It's not to do with money. I said I would beat his salary by 20,000.
Yes, look, Sam almost took it. It's my understanding, okay? But I don't think it is about that.
Aubrey rang him the other day. Said Stuart's come into the office, and Sam had gone over to him again. George promised me he wouldn't be in the office.
It's
difficult, mate. Jason, it's really difficult. How am I supposed to say to Stuart, who I actually like, by the way, yeah? How am I supposed to say to Stuart, people don't want you in the office? It's really fucking difficult, mate. Because he's like, well, what do you mean? And I don't say it like that. I'm like, you know, and so I've tried to come up with this compromise whereby he'll come in for like a couple of days a week and so on, and I'm not going to make the decision anymore because of this fucking absolute fucking shit fest I've had to entail. So... now, it can be a decision made by the leadership team.
Yeah. All I'm asking for is for decisions to be made collectively as a group. And then I said this a few weeks ago, and I'm saying it now.
I don't ask you your decision to.
Very simple. Look, because people generally have trust that I can make the right decision with IT, and if I fuck things up, then, you know... people are going to question me, and when they question me, they have every right to question me at that point in time. And it's as simple as that. The same goes for Linton on the desk. You know, I don't, and nor should you, and you don't generally as a rule of thumb, and I don't generally as a rule of thumb, go questioning Linton about how the desk should be run, because ultimately it runs fine, and, you know, unless there is an issue, there's no need for any intervention. Same with sales. Okay, sales is a little bit contentious because clearly something does need to be done about that. That is the elephant in the room. But, you know, again, you know, there is the right to question it if there is an issue. And all I'm doing is, a month ago, as I said, there's a lot of discontent in the company with staff. I don't think it's all to do with Stuart. Yes, maybe there has been a history between Sam and Stuart, but I don't think Stuart is the main cause of concern. For instance, Alex, I don't think Stuart's anything to do with that. Okay. I tried to raise that up.